Good morning, everyone. The objective of the meeting today is to decide about Frederick's transition to the adult sector of our institute. Frederick has been in our institute for 4 years. He was admitted here when he was 14 after coming from an institute for children. He was diagnosed with Down syndrome. We have to confirm Frederick's transition to an ESAT. Your assessments will complete his MDPH file. Mrs. Henry, you can begin with your psychiatric analysis, please.
I think that Frederick doesn't show any psychiatric disorders representing an obstacle to his transition to the ASAT. At the moment, he doesn't need any medical treatment and isn't aggressive or violent.
Thank you, Mrs. Henry. Natalie, how do you find Frederick?
As a special educator, I would like to speak to you about his daily routine and activities. Frederick is a shy young man who has progressively felt more and more comfortable in the group. He now fits in well and has found his place, but he sometimes stays alone and observes the others. He doesn't like shouting or lively discussions with the other young people, so he prefers to be with those who are calm. With professionals, he's pleasant and respectful, but when he doesn't like certain instructions, he gets blocked, and sometimes for a long time. He is autonomous and can get dressed by himself and choose appropriate clothes for different types of weather. At the cafeteria, he can prepare his tray and choose different dishes, but someone has to watch out for his choice of desserts to be sure he doesn't have too much sugar. He knows his schedule and can follow it during the day, but he sometimes doesn't want to participate in certain activities. He's also independent on public transport. He learned quickly to commute to and from the institute in the morning and evening. He has also taken the bus and the train to go to his vocational training sites. I can say that he has the required level of autonomy to go to an ESAT.